hours listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We sure do. What a week. Ay, caramba. Spent 3 out of 5 days in Delaware, for the most part, trying to build up the advertising in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. And I met a lot of nice people, and I met people that I probably would never do business with. And I met people that were employed by people in businesses that just absolutely amazed me. And I'm not sure what it is. Yesterday, several places, pretty good-sized places for the most part, I met some people that I don't even know how to even call them gatekeepers. I call them placekeepers, claiming to be managers or employees. I don't even know if they rise to the level of clerks. So I walk in and, you know, try to engage whoever's there, you know, talk to find out who's in charge of the advertising, that type of thing. I mean, this is cold calling. I've been doing this for 40 years, you know, and I don't have a particular sales rap down, you know, sales pitch or anything like that. I just basically talk about my product, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Here's the magazine. This is a distribution. This is our online presence and so forth. And when you're greeted with blank stares and no engagement and no questions and the same line being repeated over and over again, you would think that to reach that person, the person you're engaged with would be at least a tiny bit interested, or at least ask a question, or at least ask a personal question. Well, you know, do you like to hunt? You know, are you a gun owner? And, you know, anything to try and help their company with sales. I'm just amazed by this. I've been amazed for the last 24 hours with some of this stuff. And it's not just one place. That's the thing. In other places, people are engaging. They're funny, they talk, they, you know, trade stories and that type of thing. Those are the kind of businesses I like to deal with. And although the unengaged ones would benefit from, in my opinion, in advertising, marketing their business in the Hunting Quarterly, quite frankly, I guess I shouldn't let this get in the way, but I wouldn't want to send people there to be treated the way I was treated. Does that make sense? I don't know. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Well, the anticipated fishing trip with Lee from Towson came off this week on, what day did we go? Wednesday. Foggy drive all the way from Easton to the boat ramp at Lapid. It didn't take long. 50 to 213 to 301 to 213 to 40. And very, very nice drive, you know. Got to make a pit stop on the way and, you know, drank some coffee and that type of thing. It was just engaging. You know, very nice drive. And I left here at, I needed to be at the boat ramp at 7:30. I think I left here at 5 just to give myself a little extra time. Got to the boat ramp, got parked. Lee and his buddy Tom showed up. They dumped the boat overboard, and off we went. From Lapidum to the base of Conowingo Dam is probably a 4 to 5 mile run. Running a 40 horsepower motor on a John boat. And when I went over the Route 40 bridge, I looked at the looked down over at the river, and I said, "Boy, that's ugly. That's that river. That water is ugly." You know, you hear people compare water to coffee with cream. You know, it looks like coffee with cream. Nah, this looked like coffee with 2% milk. It was just ugly water, at least from the perspective of the bridge. It didn't get any better close up while we were driving in it. It was muddy. It was murky. And, you know, the water's coming from the dam. Normal flow, not a lot of gates open and things like that. And we made the trip. I guess we got, I don't know, quarter of a mile from the base. And we stopped at one spot and cast and cast and cast and nothing. Then we moved to another spot and nothing. We got to another spot. Finally, we started to hook up with some fish. I guess it's 8:30, 9 o'clock now, maybe a little later than that. Started to catch some fish, and we wound up catching fish. I would call it steady. I mean, there wasn't a fish on the line every second. There were only two occasions where we were doubled up, and that was mostly Tom and Lee. I tried to triple up, but didn't happen. But it wound up being a good day, and that's all I'm going to say about it. We were fishing for striped bass. Lee has a commercial license, so we were fishing, you know, for the market, and I'm okay with that. He has his annual quota. He's trying to fill it. Each fish was tagged. Each fish was weighed. Not in the boat, but, you know, we had to make sure it was legal fish between 18 and 36 inches. We didn't catch anything close to 30 inches. We caught fish mostly mid-20s, somewhere 28, somewhere. Honestly, we didn't keep anything 18 inches. It just, I mean, that we measured. You could just tell. And Lee could just tell. Nah, too small. Even if it was a fish for the bucks, we were catching bigger fish, so most of the smaller ones went back. I guess we probably released 10, 12, something like that. But we wound up with 40 fish in the box. So let's say together the three of us caught 50 fish. So we were in good shape. We caught a couple of channel catfish. Tom and I caught some channel catfish. Lee caught a smallmouth bass. But the technique was pretty simple. Pretty simple. Now Lee uses 30 or 50 pound braid. He uses a double uni knot to connect 40 pound mono. So you're not in too much danger of the fish breaking the line. You can pretty much swing the fish in the boat if you'd like to do it that way. Netted a bunch of them. Swung a few in. Oh, is there a mosquito in here? Oh, come on. Right in my face. Sorry. Mosquito attack on live radio. And a lead head jig that he pours himself. Anywhere from half to three quarter ounce. And a little chartreuse or pearl. Or pearl and chartreuse, or white and chartreuse paddle tail. Put a little spiket on the tail, which is a garlic-flavored dye. Give it a little color, a little scent. That's it. Very simple bait. Toss it across the current. Let it drift down. Keep it off the bottom. That turned out to be a challenge for me. Keep it off the bottom. Keep it from getting hung up. Twitch it a little bit every now and then. Leave it, you know, let it flutter up and down. that's the scenario. Fish were hitting it hard. I mean, there was no subtlety to the bite. When you had a strike, that fish had the bait, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I'll let him tell you more about it if he decides to call in today. I hope he does. But Tom and Lee and I had a great time. We got along well. Got along well. So, you know, usual back and forth, little jab every now and then. But that's part of it, and that's what makes it enjoyable. So our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Giving away some fish and tackle. What's today? The 21st? I guess that makes the 28th next week. I guess that makes it the giveaway. Yep, next week is the giveaway for the bass fishing lure package. And all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number. And Aaron will answer your call. Leave your name and number with Aaron. And then next week we'll take that list of people and assign everybody's name and number and roll the random number generator on our phone. And whoever's number comes up, corresponds with their name, that's who wins. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. Sometimes Tim will hand deliver the package bait. Sometimes he'll mail it. But either way, the winner will receive his bait. So, the scopes arrived from Hawk this week, Hawk Optics Company. I believe they're in Indiana. And they are 3-9 slug gun, muzzle loader, straight wall rifle scope, 3-9 by 40. Really nice scope. Lighted reticle, lighted dot. So that's a plus. And those will be given with whoever wins the muzzle loaders September, October, November. So looking forward to the fall. We're going to have some good sponsors and some good products to give away. CVA Wolf muzzle loader, stainless steel, synthetic stock. And you will have a new shooting rig if you happen to be the one that wins. How about that? So, how was your week, Aaron?
It's pretty good. I can't complain at all. I actually think my girlfriend and I may have found the place we'll be moving into.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very
congratulations.
Much.
That's great. That's good to know. I hope you got a great interest rate.
Well, we're just renting, so.
Okay.
We're waiting our final approval, but fingers crossed.
Oh, good. Good for you. Well, I hope you get what you need, that's for sure. So, all right. Well, while we're waiting for our first call, let's talk about backyard billies. Why not? Well, I guess I don't need to talk about heating your house or a fireplace insert or a freestanding wood or pellet stove, but you know what? Maybe I do. Maybe I do, because this hot weather is not going to last forever. But I won't. I'll tell you about all the great stuff that you can find there for making your backyard fun again. Look, Father's Day was here. We had crabs. We had some shrimp. We had corn on the cob. We had all the salads and stuff and some casserole, and everything was really, really good. So you're going to want to do that. You're going to want to do that on your deck. You're going to do that in your backyard. Well, Backyard Billy's is the place, the destination, where you can find anything and everything you need, want, or could imagine for your backyard. Let's start with the big stuff. They've got storage sheds, any size. They've got greenhouses that you can put in your yard and protect your plants from, the bad weather, the wind, the critters, and still raise a beautiful bunch of flowers. They've got pergolas for over your backyard. You know, the pergola provides a shade. Then you've got gazebos if you want to have a nice little place to get away in your yard. They've got great gym sets. I mean, the combo gym sets, the ladder with the slide and the swings and the monkey bars and the whole deal like that. They got a half a dozen different models of those. That's all the big stuff. And that all can be delivered free and set up within 60 miles or free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. How about that? So, we got the big stuff. Then we got the tables and chairs. any kind and every kind of table, any size, any style, any height, any configuration, round, square, octagon, hexagon. They've got the table, the chairs and the benches to match. They've also got about 1,000 of the Adirondack chairs. If you prefer to sit in the yard and watch the sun set or sit around the fire. They've got a great selection of fire pits. I mean, fantastic selection of fire pits. If you like a little fire in the backyard and you like to close your day out like that, wonderful, wonderful selection. All that and more. Inside furniture, too. All the accessories, barbecue grills, all the brands. You can see all that at Backyard Billy's. Where is this wonderful place located? Right off Route 50. Right off Route 50 at this end of Kent Narrows. It's exit 44B, Graysonville, if you're coming from the bridge side. You know, and if you're not, you can get there right up Route 18 or put it in your BFW Avenue or one of those other exits across that, go across 50. But Drummer Drive is where they're located. That number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. BackyardBillies.com has a great website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. They're open 7 days a week, today, tomorrow as well. So Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Backyard Billies, making backyards fun again. Clyde Sports Shop. I need to get in there. I haven't been in there in a week or so. I need to go in and see the fellas and talk about some stuff. But Clyde's is at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. And Clyde's has anything and everything you could want, need, or imagine for fishing and crabbing and firearms and guns. Hunting license sales coming up soon. Rods and reels and fishing tackle. Of all types and sizes and styles for any type of fishing. Individual rods, individual reels. Check out the selection of Ugly Sticks, Ugly Stick Combos, Shakespeare, Fluger, St. Croix fishing rods, great fishing rods, no question. And they've got all the other brands, too. They could put line on your reels, you know, fresh line. You can check that out. They have the Power Pro braid. They have the Mono, for sure, live and frozen bait. Crabbing supplies, open top crab traps, trot lines, nets, gloves, measures, steamers, their own brand of seasoning, baskets with lids, wood, plastic, all of the above. And then there's the hunting side, which we'll talk about later, the guns and ammo and optics. So, 242-6108, 410-242-6108 is the phone number, ClydeSportsShop.com. His website, ClydeSportsShop.com. Clyde's has been there since 1957, open 7 days a week. Stop by, you'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners.
Mil-Spec Brayon Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back standing. Corner where the barrels are straight. I looked out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. She was tall and thin. I asked her what she had. She said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time.
All right. Love it. Love it. 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good.
Little Tennessee Ernie Ford there.
What's that?
Little Tennessee Ernie Ford there for you.
Yeah. I missed the first couple, maybe 1 or 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? You said that there was somebody... There was an attitude problem with somebody you were working with?
In Delaware, yeah. There were a couple. Well, I see it all the time. But young guys, young men just won't engage, won't talk, won't just have no personality, won't ask any questions, have no curiosity. They are just there. They're not gatekeepers. They're not salespeople. They claim to be managers. They are space keepers. Yeah, that's the space holders. That's all they are. That's all they are.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the operative word there is words. Young
yeah.
guys.
Okay.
They're.
What's the deal with
all
that?
The DEI stuff going on in society, I think young men are intentionally holding back and expressing anything because words can be taken out of context or misunderstood, and they don't get justice through HR. They get fired. Nobody wants to hear what they said or what they meant. The charge, they're guilty till proved innocent. So what they're doing as a group, they're doing nothing. They just don't talk. They don't express themselves. It's not it's not like the old expression, it's all innate. You go in and from 8 to 4, 9 to 5, you put in your 8 hours at the end of the shift. You don't care. It doesn't matter. It's not that at all. I think it's a toxic self-protective program where they just don't want to say or do anything that could be challenged. I'm not defending it, but I hope I'm explaining it. And it's just a very flat response.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, very flat response. You know, and it's not, I mean, it's not even that you could potentially be a customer. That, you know, you're only there for the purpose that you're there for. I started walking around looking at guns, you know, after I was done with, I'm walking up and down the aisle looking, you know, and nobody engaged to say, what do you think of that one, or what are you looking for, or do you like to hunt, or, you know, are you looking for a shot? Nothing, just self-service.
I look forward to the day that there's a reset and all people, men and women, can just start expressing themselves again. But it's a toxic situation where if they say something, they can be fired without any chance of defending themselves. So their response is, don't say anything. Don't respond. Don't show any emotion.
Yeah.
And they completely flat spot their own personalities. It's weird.
That's amazing. Flat spot. That's a good one. Just got a text from a lady that said emasculation is rampant.
I guess it is. They're self-emasculated.
I guess so.
You know, I'm not a young man. And
yeah.
In fact, I'm an old man. But, yeah, where was I going? That's a sign of age, too. So the point is, when we were young, you know, people could tease each other. Many relationships started with someone you met at work.
Yeah, exactly.
I was self-employed for 37 years.
Right.
And I looked at the people, I had a number of contacts throughout the course of my career, and I looked at the people, the salespeople who called on me,
right.
and I told them, and this was to promote myself, I valued relationships. I didn't want them to just sell me something. I wanted to develop a relationship with them,
yeah.
A professional one, because they knew a lot of things I didn't know. They called on all my competition. And
right.
I wanted them to be comfortable sharing ideas with me, not selling out other people,
right.
But just opening up, talking, discussing the whole commercial environment that we were all working in. And these people are denying themselves that advantage.
Exactly.
So, you know, they're not just people selling you stuff. Your vendors are sharing information. They're a very valuable source of information about things that you don't know.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yep. So, yeah.
Wow.
We could talk this one to death. I mean, got another text from Bill. Said it's called zombie customer service. We've talked about the same thing with my friends. Zombie customer service. Interesting.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my. Yeah. So it's, fortunately, a lot of businesses I deal with, it's not like that. You know, some aren't. But I've dealt with so many people for so many years. You know, you can have one of those good working relationships, you know, even though you're selling to them. But, you know, the ones that I deal with here on the radio show, I'm also a customer. You know, I'm a customer
right.
of Clyde's. I'm a customer of Madonna Seafood. I'm a customer of, you know, Mil-spec liners. You know, I buy, I, we, I buy from my customers because they're good to me.
Yes.
Know? So.
And it's a mutually beneficial relationship.
It is, absolutely. And I'll refer people to them. I'll refer people to them. Huh?
Yeah.
So.
It's, the small businesses are generally, I think they're easier to deal with. They can feel more comfortable being themselves, and the attitude, attitude was always, this is who I am. And you can't be all things to all people.
Nope.
I understood. Some people end up becoming really dear friends, and other people, it just didn't resonate. They moved on, and they were better off moving on because I wasn't the right person for them.
Mm-hmm.
So how do fish breathe in all this, the dirty water?
They've got gills to
absorb oxygen, but...
Well, that's true, but...
I feel sorry for the fish.
I know. They get behind a structure that aerates the water. you've got high water, it's moved, and they get off to the side. They get off to the off the side of the currents, and they, get in the shallower water where they can, function a little bit better. But in this situation, I said it wasn't pure mud. It was just, coffee with 2% milk. It wasn't cream and, it wasn't half and half. So it was murky, but they get to where the water's oxygenated. They get behind the rocks and the structure when the water flows over it, it creates, creates an oxygen flow, and they're able to absorb from there. But, they've been on Earth a lot longer than...
Oh, yeah, well...
Something
like, not to mention the cuss word, snakeheads or mud skippers, they can breathe air.
Swallow
air and absorb oxygen that way.
Yeah. Oh, the headline in Pennsylvania when they discovered snakeheads in Pennsylvania here recently.
Oh.
Invasive species that can walk on land and eat birds has been found in Pennsylvania.
Okay. I'll bite. Do they eat birds?
I guess. They eat anything. There's lures that look like birds, and there's lures that look like big giant spiders, and lures that look like ducks, and lures that look, mice, you name it.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they? Largemouth bass will eat birds, Northern pike and muskellunge and pickerel will eat birds. I don't know why they wouldn't. Just because it has feathers doesn't stop them. So,
they're the descendants of dinosaurs. Talk about being on Earth a long time.
Exactly, but it makes it sound like okay, we can't get anything to eat here in this river. We're going to jump up on land and go bird hunting. That's kind of the way it presented it to me. I'm like, okay, so Pennsylvania has a lot to learn. So,
some fish can spit. And knock down insects.
Yes, I know that. Or what do they call them? I know that. Arrowfish, I think.
Yes, yeah.
Yep, no question.
And things spit like a dock worker.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Let me take Chrissy's call, West Virginia. Thanks. Appreciate the call, Mark. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Chris, West Virginia.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
Great, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's good. So it sounds like you had a good day out fishing the other day.
We did indeed.
Yeah. Not many of them like that, but congratulations.
Well, it was a good day. I think Lee was a little surprised that it was as good as it was.
Where are you fishing at?
Susquehanna River, right below the dam.
Oh, very good. That's good.
Yep.
I have to agree with your last caller about the things going on with men in society. It's pretty rough. It's a lot better here where I'm at. I mean, most of the places you deal with down here are small businesses, so.
And they have to be friendly whether they like you or not.
Yeah,
to survive.
Yeah, absolutely.
To survive, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. So what's
getting
new with you?
Good, what then?
What's that?
I said, you getting along good?
Doing all right. Yep, doing all right. Have my days, have my moments, but staying busy, getting exhausted by the end of the day, coming home and getting something to eat and falling out. That's pretty much my days.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, but the odd day where I get to go fishing or go do something, that's good. We're going fishing next week at 102 degrees. I can't wait.
Yeah, I wouldn't look forward to that, buddy.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm greatly looking forward to it. Yeah, of course. You know, we're gonna be leaving right in the heat. Look, when the workers on the Alaska pipeline, and I learned this years ago. Okay, we're up there in the subarctic, and it's 40 degrees below zero. And they were working alongside the indigenous people there, the native people. They would be amazed at how well the native people took the cold weather. And the question was asked, how do you endure this 40 degree below zero weather? And they simply said, we know it's going to be 40 degrees. And we for eons been, you know, dressing for it and preparing for it and living in it. It's not like we fear it. It's not like we come out here and go, boy, it's cold. It's just another day.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's how you have to kind of look at every day that comes along. It's just another day. You know, it'll cool down. It'll cool down in the evening to some degree. You know, you'll be out of the sun's rays. And you prepare for it. So I wore a floppy hat the other day. I put my sunscreen on at the dock. I wore a long-sleeve shirt. Was I uncomfortable in my long sleeve shirt? Yeah, I was uncomfortable in long sleeves. But you know what? For the first fishing trip in forever, I didn't have the tops of my ears burned. I didn't have my face burned. I didn't have my nose burned. I didn't have my arms burned. And I have been out there in short sleeves in 90-plus degree weather and gotten crispy. I mean, I've dove hunted to where my arms have been affected probably forever. I mean, I put cream on them all the time to try and keep my skin supple. But I've burned my skin so bad over the years that, you know, it's just, I can't do it anymore. And so I have to protect it. You know, tips of my ears the same way. Every year I go to the dermatologist. Every year I get several little places on my face, you know, frozen, and the tips of my ears frozen. Cut, you know, just to guard against getting more skin cancer. I had a chunk of my temple carved out with an ice cream scoop a couple of years ago to prevent the cancer from spreading. So I've had skin cancer. Nothing horrible, nothing bad, nothing permanent.
Yeah.
But you know, it happens. So at that point, you say, you know, I've been stupid for too long. So.
Yeah, have you tried that heat gear that they put out? You know, the clothing that's supposed to keep you cool.
Yeah, yeah. Does it work?
I've never tried it myself.
You never tried
it. He said, yeah, it works great. But...
Good. Well, I'll have to look at that. But yeah. Yeah.
I did want to tell you, every morning right about 5 o'clock, and every evening, right around 9, I get this whippoorwill.
Oh, man.
And I have a little outbuilding built right off the back of my cabin.
Right.
I don't have air conditioning, so I got the windows open, and he gets air and just starts calling. And 5 o'clock in the morning, it'll call and call and call for like a half hour solid.
Nothing wrong with that. They can call. They don't quit. They do not quit.
But that's just it. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm not quite ready to get up just
not
yet, except on Saturday. And it just goes on and on. And actually, you know, they make also a very guttural growling type sound.
Yes, yes. I used to hear them over at Soldier's Delight in the evenings, which is in Baltimore County on the Carroll County line.
Yeah.
And I used to, and
I,
and the
I grew
first
up in that area.
First time I ever heard one was the North Branch of the Potomac up around Springfield, West Virginia. And we would pull in there, a brother of the guy that we went fishing with had a cabin. It's outside of Petersburg. And we'd pull in there, you know, pre-dawn, and the whippoorwills would start up and down the river, and they'd go on for a few minutes, and then the barred owls would start to call, and then the turkey gobblers would start to start to sound off. And I'll never forget that sequence of sounds, you know, that I heard when I was a kid, whippoorwills, barred owls, turkeys. It happened every time we went, which was just fantastic to me. I loved hearing that stuff. So,
yeah, I'm sure. So. Yeah, I hear quite a few owls around here myself.
Yep. So. Anything else, my friend?
Alan, I'm going to let you go on to somebody else, buddy.
Well, we'll see what we got here. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Good day,
right,
to Teddy,
buddy.
And good day to you, and God bless
all right.
you, buddy.
Hi, Teddy. Thanks. Thanks, Chris. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Yep. Bill says he did commercial air conditioning for 20 years and never used sunblocks. He had skin cancer 6 times. How about that? That's pretty crazy. And, yep. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I think we'll take our second break right here. And Aaron can bring us up to date. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one. on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right. How about that? You know, I did suggest to our production manager the other day, who does the announcements through the show, that, you know, he ought to come back with a now more on fishing. And then I thought about it. I thought, yeah, that's probably not a good idea. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, getting fishing lure contest giveaway from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. It's going to be a bass package this time around. Hope you can get in the drawing. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer, and then go on the air with me. All you got to do is say hi, ask a question, make a comment, or just say, wanted to get in the contest, and go away. That's all you got to do. You can also email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, to get your entry in the contest. And that, you know, if you take that extra effort to email me, I will respect that, you know, as opposed to calling in. So we appreciate it. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So I've made some comments about spring rock or shad rock or may rock or whatever you want to call them, you know, coming in the bay after the initial big spawning fish come in. These fish run in from the ocean, fresh from the ocean. They're really pretty. And they come here to spawn. Pretty amazing. And we did catch some of those fish. And how do we know the difference? Well, the difference is when you look at the fish's gills, okay, they are dark. The gill is darker. It's more maroon than red. And you can see the sea lice on the gills. These are little specks of parasites that feed on the fish's gills. And I guess they're parasites. They call them sea lice. I don't know if they're beneficial to the fish or not. But we had several of those. I'd say probably a third of our catch was the spring rock, and then the rest of them were fish that had been in the river for a while. So it was interesting to see the mix, that's for sure. Beautiful fish, beautiful fish. Now, we did find, and I've seen this before in the Susquehanna, the presence of lampreys. We had one fish that had a lamprey scar on its side. It hadn't drilled into the fish. It looks like the fish had shed it or scraped it off or something. But you could see from the round marks that there was something stuck there for a minute. And I have caught with Uncle Dale. I've caught shad. Seen shad caught with the lamprey still on them, actually. And this has been probably 15 years ago when we did the last. I fished the last survey, but the lamprey is a predator fish that, predominantly in the Great Lakes we've heard about it, and hopefully they've been wiped out there, but they've come into the Susquehanna River. Also, on our way back, Tom said to Lee, show him the rookery, and we'll talk more about that. Let's talk to Jack, though. Morning, Jack. How are things on the eastern shore of Virginia?
Oh, they're very pleasant here. I love living here.
Yeah.
I don't listen to you very often, even though I really enjoy it. I just don't get up early enough.
I got you.
And but this question I have has probably been answered by you many times, but I thought I'd pose it. Where I live is on a creek, and my wife and I were noticing yesterday a lot of fish jumping. I don't know what kind of fish they were. One of them was probably about 15 inches long, and he made it about 15 inches out of the water.
Okay.
And I wondered, what causes a fish to jump? Is that a dumb question?
No, not at all. No, could be several reasons. What you might be seeing in your creek, I'm thinking, could probably be elwives or menhaden. If there's a lot of them in there, that's a school of some kind of bait fish. I'm thinking menhaden if they're that big. And I'm thinking that they just jump. There's a couple reasons they jump. Some of them are to flee predators, number one. You could have, a couple of rockfish in there chasing them to the surface. That's one reason. Or they just... You know, I've heard all kinds of things. Oh, they shake off the lamprey parasites. They jump to shake off parasites. They jump to do this and that and the other thing. But I really don't know the reason. They're not starved for oxygen or anything like that. They could just be bumping into each other and just get out of the way. You know, so as far as knowing the mind of a knowing the mind of a fish and why it jumps, that's potentially a couple of reasonable answers.
Are alewives like 15 inches long?
Yeah, they can be. The mature ones are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, well, I never.
Well, you live on the eastern shore of Virginia, so. You know, you could, it could, I can't think of anything else. They're a silvery fish, I'm assuming.
The one I saw was silver to gray.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, he was 100 feet away or more.
Oh, I got it.
I didn't see him super well, but he seemed to be like a slender fish.
Yeah.
With a typical fish silhouette. I don't know.
Yeah.
If that doesn't vibe him well. And I mean, I think he was about 15 inches long, but you know, 100 feet away, I'm guessing. Okay. Well,
all right.
I appreciate what you do for people, and
we do what we do, buddy. So,
thanks.
But I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bye bye.
All righty. Bye bye. All right, we're not going to have time to get in all of our commercials, so we'll move some of them to the next hour, but I do have time to tell you one more time about Backyard Billy's. And we'll talk about the inserts and the freestanding wood stoves and the Hearth America side of the business. If you have a hole in your a hole in your wall called fireplace, and it doesn't give heat anymore because you don't like working it, you don't like putting the wood in or anything like that, switch over to a fireplace insert. Robin and I shopped forever to find the right fireplace insert. Various dealers all around the tri-state area. We finally found Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and we're impressed with their expertise, their service, their friendly service, their price, and the fact that they could do the installation. They helped us with the mason to do the masonry work, the chimney work, and everything else. They did all of that, and the price was just far better than we expected. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is, in my opinion, the best when it comes to inserts. Whether it's gas, electric, if you have to have electric in your housing, a homeowners association, pellet, or even wood, and the freestanding wood fireplaces as well, wood stoves as well. Well, there's the music, but we're going to tell you where to find them, that's for sure. Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, right off Route 50. And the address is Drummer Drive. So, in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. BackyardBilly's.com, 827-4500. Now get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord. We'll be back in a few minutes.